Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card here. I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
Get all of your best breeding advice from G1 Goldmine. And that's what we need tomorrow, the best breeding for the stayers. Incentivise, he's starting to get out to a juicy price. Caulfield Cup Day, questions about the weather. Shark Everest in Sydney, what a day to sit back and watch all the races.
Unfortunately, we can't be there, but that aside, you've just got to make yourself comfortable, don't you? Which is a challenge for me. It won't be for you because you've effectively got the afternoon off, but for Gareth Hall and I
tell you what, I say this with the greatest of love. I'd rather be sitting in the chair with you boys on the spring ticket tomorrow. I couldn't get a babysitter tomorrow, so I'll be trying to watch all of the races and juggle two young girls. So it's a lot easier to try and, juggle you, not Matt, on the spring ticket, but it'll be a great spring ticket tomorrow.
What about, does Matt Stewart's dishwasher work? Have we resolved that issue yet?
Yes.
I feel like I should arrive half an hour early just to do a bit of a tidy up. Just
he needs a maid. There's no doubt about that. He needs more than that. Hey, what are we doing? We're going to have a chat to Jason Kurt. This again, there's not a cloud in the sky today. We had a bit of rain overnight. What kind of track do you think we'll be playing on, and how much of an impact will it have on the Caulfield Cup, do you think?
Oh, it's going to be wet. Looking at the rainfall, it's, you know, have a look at when the rain was due to arrive. If you wanted to get out for a run this weekend, or tomorrow anyway, this morning was your go, because this afternoon, from about 2 o'clock onwards, it looks like it's going to rain, and from 5 o'clock onwards, it looks like it's definitely going to rain. But the good thing is, looking at the charts, I think the rain tomorrow should be nearly tapping out by about 11 o'clock.
Well, let's find out from Jason Kerr, because he will have all the latest updates from the bomb. He's out at Caulfield this morning. Morning, Jace, you well?
Very well, thanks, gentlemen.
Gee, the track's raced beautifully on the first 2 days of the Caulfield Cup Carnival. One to go, and it's never an easy assignment, especially with the weather gods. And what are they telling you? How much do you think will fall at Caulfield between now and the running of the Caulfield Cup?
My best guess, taking obviously all the sights into account, would be probably between 20 and 30 millimetres. And as Mick said, it's probably going to start tonight. And then hopefully it's pretty much done by tomorrow. I think that's the key to it. If we can have a rain-free day tomorrow or thereabouts, the track, as we know, this track improves pretty quickly once it gets a chance to get the water through the system. So if we can have a rain-free day tomorrow, the cup's at 5:15, I think it'll improve back to a reasonable surface even if we get that amount of rain.
So would that amount of rain put it in the heavy range?
Yeah, it would initially, but certainly if we've got 20 to 30 mil, it probably puts it in that heavy range, but no more rain after that, it improves throughout the day. And my best guess at the moment is probably we'll be on a soft 7 roundabout cup time. That's everything being as the forecast suggests. So that's probably not a bad result given the amount of rain they're tipping for tonight and tomorrow.
And the rail goes back to the true. It's had a lot of traffic over the first 2 days. So would you expect, if that's the case, that they're going to be getting off the fence and maybe trying to get out wide?
Yeah, it's possible. It's obviously the 9-metre mark raced on Wednesday, and it obviously took some wear from Wednesday. So there's a fair amount of, I don't want to say there's a fair amount. There's average wear, but it's reasonably evenly spread. Obviously, that inside section's got some wear on it that day. And then, 9 out to 12, it's got some wear also. So I think last year was similar. We raced on a soft six with Very Elegant, and it seemed to sort of race pretty true for the day. So I sort of got the fingers crossed for a break in the weather tomorrow. I think we'll end up in that 7 range. Probably we had some luck in the next 24 hours. We could end up on a 6 range. I think if that's the case, the track races pretty well. But as you say, the more rain we get, the more likely they are to get off the fence, I think.
Who wins the cup?
I was very impressed with Delphi on Saturday. Hasn't drawn ideally, but neither is the other five. So I think D. Oliver, he's due to win another Caulfield Cup, so I'll stick with Delphi.
All right, the GOAT and Delphi to win another Caulfield Cup tomorrow. Jace, best of luck. We'll get the latest update tomorrow morning with Gareth on the first word at 7 o'clock.
Thanks, Michael.
Jason Kerr joining us there. I think if we got a soft six or soft seven, everyone would be pretty happy about that.
Oh, you'd be high-fiving, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
All right. Whether we get that or not.
Well, yeah, it's crystal ball stuff. Let's get into the Caulfield Cup. We'll go by quickly, runner by runner, and give the full analysis. If you want to ask Sharky a question, fire it in. We'll get to as many SMSs as we can today. Number one is Holmesman. He's a very well-performed galloper. He's only got 55.5. It's interesting, isn't it, that the two top weights, Holmesman and Incentivise, in the Caulfield Cup, carrying 55.5 kilos.
I can't believe no one's talking about this horse. I think he's the best roughie in the race. He's the best horse in the race. I don't know why he's $41. He was beaten in this race by an international Group 1 winner. Okay, it was a few years ago now. But the next three horses home were all European imports and pretty useful ones. Since then, he's won an Australian Cup this year. He's run Zaki, who, you know, was apparently our Lord and Saviour up until last week, to a length and a half. And this time around, he's given Secret Blaze 6 kilos and run him to 3/4 a length. And then he's run a really good race at Weight for Age in the Caulfield Stakes. You know he'll stick. He gets through the wet. I think he's one of the better roughies in the race.
Does he lead? Does he try to take on possibly Incentivise? Where does he slot in?
I don't know if they want to lead. I think they want to be right up there and staying, like just, you know, staying on. But I think Incentivise and Delphi, I think Oliver and Preble will make sure that this is a truly run race because their horses' strengths are their stamina.
Holmesman, $34, $8 the place. So you'd have a little something.
He's a great little place bet at $8, I reckon. Right. If you're having first fours, he's a must for the place spots.
Incentivise is the talk of the town. $2 was $1.90 this time last week. He's now $2.50. Could we get better than that, Sharky, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I think the barrier's in his favour. The unknown is if the track's in the heavy range, what that's like. The unknown is the conditions. Oh, I know he's 4 from 4 on soft, don't at me, but it's in far weaker class to this. It's hard to say, well, he just handles it. The soft 5 at Flemington is nothing like what he's going to run into tomorrow, and we can only listen to the likes of Brett Preble, who's ridden him in a trial, and take his confidence that he might handle it.
Let's have a listen to what Brett Preble has to say about the gate as well.
I think the upside for me is he doesn't have a horse like outside him from the jump. So, you know, he can just, even if he dwells a little bit, he can still pick up his speed in his own time, in a sense. So he'll tell me where he's going to be, really. You know, if he's not going to travel well enough to be in front, well, we won't be there. But if he's travelling swift, he'll just roll along and just enjoy his race and build from where we need to. Yeah, he handles wet ground. I'm sure he'll adapt. He's an easy going sort of horse, and he takes everything to his stride.
Moody, Preble, everyone involved in the camp, I've never heard them so confident. Moody before this morning said it's only misadventure and misfortune he thinks will beat him tomorrow.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think he's clearly the most likely winner. The people that I hear that are working around him are doing so because of the price. Like, they don't want to take 250 in a Caulfield Cup. I don't care what price the winner is in a Caulfield Cup. You want to back the winner, don't you? $2.50, I think, is... it's short enough. And I reckon a few people are... they're just a bit grumpy that in cop the early price. You know, when he was $11 and $12, I think there are a few people looking at it and say, well, I can't back him now at $2.50. Well, you still can. It doesn't... because you didn't get $12 doesn't mean the horse won't win at $2.50. He's clearly the top pick. I think he wins.
All right, Incentivise on top. Take the $2.50. It's a steal?
It's not a steal, but that's the reality of the quality of the field that he's against. Like, he is a $2.50 chance in this field.
Explosive Jack has drawn gate one. It's the Hoodoo gate in the Caulfield Cup. Kira Maris, pretty open and honest, said, I think he's more a Melbourne Cup horse. What chance tomorrow?
I think he'll be working home really well, and I think he's going to be a horse that you watch the replay of the Caulfield Cup and think, ooh, Flemington, hello. He's a very good horse on a big track. He is so tough and durable, and we saw that during his three-year-old Derby preparation. He's the horse I will be watching most closely, looking forward to the Cup.
He's a $16 chance. Number four is The Chosen One. Ran a slashing race in the Cup last year. I thought the way he closed behind Delphi was really good. The question for him is, what will the rating be of the track by the time we get to it? He's a $13 chance.
So here's the thing with this horse and all the conversation around him not wanting a wet track. Some of his best runs have been on wet ground.
He's never won.
Well, he's run second beaten ahead on a heavy track in a Sydney Cup. That's a fair benchmark. He's run third on a soft six in a Caulfield Cup to Very Elegant and Anthony Van Dyke, who's a Derby
I think if you get
winner.
A soft six, there's no issues. But if you get into the heavy range, I think they'd prefer him on a soft surface.
He's run fourth in an ATC Derby on a soft seven. You know, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a bit of a furphy, this, and not the tasty cold beverage kind that we'll probably be enjoying in a few hours' time, Michael. It's a furphy that this horse hates the wet. He's absolutely airborne, this thing. He is airborne. And he's got a great gait. He's got a top jockey who's riding really well. He's a genuine top three chance.
All right, The Chosen One, genuine top three chance, number four. Number five, Ocean Billy. We don't know much about him other than he's from New Zealand and he's not considered much of a chance at $81.
Is he fast enough? That's my concern. Others preferred.
Celino got an SMS here, number six, from a listener saying, ask Sharky what he thinks of Celino. I think it'll run well tomorrow, and it is currently a decent price at $81 as well. As a listener texted in yesterday, not often you see Chris Waller with three runners in a Group 1, and they're all $80 plus.
Wants good ground desperately. No.
Persan, number seven. Another one that Kiramar said is probably looking for... Yeah. Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day. It would be a great story if Linda Meach could win a Caulfield Cup.
And she, fair dinkum, she could ride a rocking horse and win on it at the moment. She's just putting on clinics when Brett Preble's not winning and Linda Meach is. Flemington horse, look for a good run if you like it towards the Cup. I wonder if they'll go out of this to the Lexus as a little tune-up before the Cup. I could back him in a race like that. Couldn't back him here.
He's $26 per sand. Number eight is out.
Oh,
if you missed the news.
Up. The $51 a place on Monday. Damn, that looked good.
Oh, Sharky and producer Maddie Nevitt crying because they took the all-in market. He's out.
Best bet tracker in the race.
Hopefully the horse is okay. He's got a slight tendon issue, according to reports. So he's out, which means that Great House, the first emergency, will get a run. We then go down to number nine, Chapada. He's always around the mark. He's just maybe a length below in these types of races. He's $61.
It's easier to catch polio than Chapada. Oh. Let's be honest. No.
No Chapada.
No.
All right. Let's spend some time on Delphi then, because Delphi is the second favourite.
Apologies to anyone with polio.
Oh, it's a little bit, yeah. Delphi is drawn wide. He's $8.50. I had a chat to Damien Oliver with a tab function last night, Nick Quinn. He said he's going to make this weight easy. He's only got about a kilo to go, and he's super confident, and that's why he's putting himself through the arduous task of losing the weight. Is he the main danger to incentivise?
Recency is a great thing in Australian racing. Everybody loves recency. Horse wins today. It's favourite for everything by 5 o'clock. Keep looking at Delphi, and my concern with this horse is the wet track. I remember him being bought, and everyone saying, wow, we've bought him because he's a top-of-the-ground stayer, and he's so good, he likes his hooves rattling, and all this sort of business. He's had one go on a heavy track, and he was beaten 18 lengths, and looked legless. Every time he's been on top of the ground, he looks a really sharp horse. I know he's won on a yielding track at Navan, but look, there wasn't anything in there that you'd go, wow, that was a fantastic form race. Sonny Boy Liston was in third, but that horse was probably not really in the game at that stage of his career. I like the horse a lot as a horse, and I think going towards Flemington, he's going to be even better suited. He goes in the quaddy, but I'm not as confident as others.
All right. Well, for Ollie, it will be a record equaling fifth Caulfield Cup with the legendary Scobie Breezy. He's been sitting on four Caulfield Cup wins for 21 years. Sky Heights was his last win in the Caulfield Cup. Ollie, the GOAT. A few SMSs. Gav's very keen on Delphi. Good luck. He is the second favourite at $8.50 tomorrow. Number 11, Master of Wine. If the rain keeps coming, maybe he could be a little roughy at $26. Return to form. Dwayne Dunn said earlier in the week when he was on his analyzer segment that Team Hawks just think he doesn't go a yard Sydney way of going. Get him back to Melbourne and he improves. He was favourite at one stage for this race last year. What do you think tomorrow?
Master of Wine's wet track form in sort of listed up to Group 3 class is very, very good. When Master of Wine has stepped out of that grade, he's looked plain. I don't know if he's of this standard, honestly. And I hear what they're saying. He doesn't go the Sydney way. He's still run fourth in a Queen Elizabeth. You know, that's a fair old level of form. When you look at his soft track run, soft six last year, I know it was maybe ridden upside down, but he was beaten pretty comfortably. Cox Plate, soft seven. He was supposed to be the horse that was going to do all this stuff. He went backwards. I don't know about Master of Wine. If he wins, I'll be losing.
It's a no from the shark. Montefilia, Dean Lester thinks Montefilia's got a big chance. David Payne, John McNeil, $15 coming off the Metrop. The last Metrop winner was Torquay. And then the year before, Railings also won it. Has she got the class to win the Caulfield Cup over 24?
Isn't it sad when you remember horses from, you know, 10, 12 years ago that you backed and you hear Torquay and you just get that little tingle and you think, wow, that was a good day.
Torquay, it's more like 15 years ago.
Was it?
2006.
I was but a pup.
Montefilia.
Montefilia, sorry. I'm just thinking of what I was doing in 2006. Montefilia. Does she want a really genuine staying test? That's my query. Metrop win was super tough and brave, great, but does she want a really strong test? That's my concern with her.
Number 13 is Porky Ebb. Now, it needs to be re-vetted today to get past to run for Team Hayes. Harry Coffey
needs
in the
a new
saddle.
Engine. No.
Number 14 is She's Ideal. This is a horse that does like the wet.
Yeah.
It comes through that Metrop form. Bjorn Baker and Craig Newitt. The price of She's Ideal is around about $34, $7 a place.
She's another one in the trifectas and first fours that you should be putting in a place. She loves it wet. Beat Montefilia comfortably on a soft seven in the Kingston Town two back. And just got too far back in that Metrop. The positioning from the barrier, not much Collett could do about it.
Young Verta, third favourite at $10. Almost looked like it was going to run past Incentivise last start. Can he do it tomorrow?
Yeah, but he didn't. That's the thing. And now he meets him worse at the weights. And Incentivise, for mine, was pulling away from him again through the line. He's won one race. And it was a Geelong maiden. And I know he's been beaten a nose in a derby. And I know he's done this. I know he's done that. Just can't have him. Of the ones in the market, I can't see him winning the race. When is he going to kill a race? When is he going to put a race away? Incentivise is an absolute demon in front, and when horses come to him, he finds and he keeps going and he kicks. Young Verta's good at looming up. When's he going to win?
Number 16 is Nonconformist, Graham Begg. He's an $11 chance. Willow on board. Graham Begg says he's got no issues with the wide gate. He's in into 15. What about 2,400?
Oh, that's my worry. And it hurts my heart to sort of risk Nonconformist because I bloody love what Graham Begg's done here. And I love a long-term handicap plan. You know, you fall in love with those sort of stories like in Europe, like Sonny Boy Liston this year going to the Ebor off a 12-month plan. And here's Nonconformist, similar sort of program, 12 months in the making to get to a Caulfield Cup. I've got a couple of good mates who are on this at 100-1 in this race. One of them is a mate of yours as well, who we might be snipping if it happens to win.
Who's on?
I can't say.
At a hundreds?
At a hundreds.
Gee.
But I'm going to risk him. I think 2,000 at this level is what he wants. That Mornington Cup win, they didn't go hard. Mount Popper controlled the race, kicked. Nonconformist kicked. It was a sprint for home. I think that gives a false reading on how he goes at this trip.
All right. Question mark, Nonconformist. Barry's on at 41s on Young Verta, and he's on 50s on Dewis, which is a really good bet after Wednesday. This would be one of the stories of the race. If Ed Cummings could follow in the footsteps of his grandfather and win the Caulfield Cup. into $19 gate three. I still think $19 is a pretty good price after what she did on Wednesday.
Yeah, I agree. If it gets into the heavy range, I'm concerned. I think she needs a track that's improving and probably nearer a six than a seven. But, you know, I loved her in the Coogee. I loved her in the Hill Stakes 2 weeks ago. I thought she was the best there, and the race just didn't pan out. It was probably went off one early. She is right in this race. It's an old-fashioned Cummings Cup prep. I like it. Cummings can train.
Yeah, he can.
He is very good.
Let's have a quick listen to what he had to say when I had a chat to him yesterday.
I think if we can sort of posse up a little bit closer than we have in the past from a really good gate, I think it puts us in a terrific position. And we map to do no work in the run and save ourselves for a big sprint.
Yeah, it should get a soft run. If the inside, I just don't want to see the inside a no-go zone by the cup.
No. If the inside's off, then those horses drawn towards the inside, they're obviously in trouble. But Mick D's riding really well, and I'm sure he'll be able to angle and plot a path wider away from that ground. If the inside's off, remember, they'll all be sort of pushing out wider and wider.
Charm Star's an 81 shot.
Yeah, I had to go back and look at who Charm Star was. I know she ran second in the Oaks behind Dewis and third in the Roses, but, you know, what's going on here?
And Great House now gets a run.
It's interesting too, Racing Australia's got Charm Star down as a horse.
Oh, okay.
So it was a filly in the winter, and now it's a horse.
That is a gear change. Great House.
Serious gear change.
$71 gets a run.
No way.
Okay. No. A short-lived excitement for Amanda Elliott, part owner, who's listening.
Sorry, Amanda. I'm sure he'll run well.
All right. Give us your top four in the Caulfield Cup of 2021.
Top four, incentivise number two to beat number four, the chosen one, number 17, Dewis, and number one, Homesman.
Do we need any more in the quaddy?
Oh, yeah. You've got to put Delphi in.
Yep. All right. I think incentivise a win. Dewis is the danger as far as I'm concerned. We've got plenty of SMSs coming through. We'll get to a few of those after the break. We need to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and look at the undercard at Caulfield Cup Day, and we'll also look at the Everest.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus. If you've just joined us, Sharky's very keen on incentivise in the Caulfield Cup. A few SMSs are coming through here. One from Kiwi Morgs, who always gives us his best and says that incentivise is free money, but don't be surprised if Ocean Billy keeps running out in front, especially if we get a wet track.
Ocean Billy.
A few other SMSs giving their tips in the races. And there's this one here as well, which, fair play, a couple of listeners have texted in to say, Michael, when you're actually looking after your own kids, it's not called babysitting. It's called parenting. Fair play. Very, very true. It might feel like babysitting,
so
but it is
good.
Parenting tomorrow.
Girls like a punt? Will they have a bet?
They'll watch through gritted teeth, I think, tomorrow. There won't be anything more for them to watch. It'll be iPad Central. Let's get into the first race tomorrow at Caulfield. And we've got a shorty here. Eagles Craig, $2.10. No scratchings. Centres Express is at $5. They're at Tamimi's Award. Gee, looks good, this favourite. Would you take $2.10?
Sorry? $2.10?
Is $2.10.
No. Nah. Not without seeing wet ground. No. I couldn't. Possibly. That was, you know, the 64 that he won. He beat Tredere. Tredere's not exactly, you know, froth cafe for a race like this. You wouldn't touch him. He'd won a 58 going into that race. I think he's gross unders. I don't mind Cena's Express or Signer's Express. Goes on the wet, maybe likes bigger tracks, but I just think he's in there, well-placed, home track. You got to remember the old Caulfield Cup Carnival, you know, Caulfield trainers honing in on it. Moody, Ma, Mick Price. I've got that in the back of my mind. I think he's well-placed here, Signers Express. Have a little win bet on him to open the day.
Dean Lester's Ramaruffi's Mimi's Award at $11. Mm-hmm. Do you give Mimi a hope?
Oh, maybe some chance, but It's not a race I'm overly keen on, to be fair.
All right. That's the first at Caulfield tomorrow. Race number two, Vianello's been well supported. I think this is Gator's best of the day. It's at 1,400 metres into $2.50. Morioka, $4.40. Lady Adelaide, $6.
This is a benchmark 64, this race, on Caulfield Cup Day. I know it's a set weights and penalties, three-year-old. This is an awful race. Absolutely awful. I'll be probably... Well, I know what I'll be doing. I'll sit in Matt Stewart's place. I might be preparing lunch for the boys, I think. Lady Adelaide.
It'll be BYO.
Without any confidence. This is a horrendous race.
So, Vianello, any interest? Oh, no?
Why? Because it's Godolphin. It's just a horse. Like, okay. Just a horse.
Well, and everyone's sort of...
Oh, you know, we get carried away. I know it's run third in a listed race, but something had to. Oh, it's just a horse. Nah. No bets.
No bets?
Nope. Lady Adelaide for the sake of tipping a card.
You were on the money on Wednesday. What was the value one you had on Wednesday again?
Who's that?
On Thousand Guineas Day, you tipped us on Wednesday.
Jewess.
Oh, was it Jewess? Of course.
It was Jewess.
Floating Artist.
Yeah.
So you did well there.
Don't worry, I can stick a fork in one.
All right. Potting the entire race too.
Yeah, all of them. Every single one of them. Apologies to anyone with a runner in that race.
Gothic Stakes. Now, let's open the shoulders at some stage, Sharky, all right?
Righto.
Extreme Flights, $3.40. Sandy Prince, $3.80. Cheerful Legend, $6.50.
Okay.
Are you keen to have a play
here? Yeah, we're having a bet here. So we're going to back two horses. We're going to have a bet for a good friend of mine, the Ninja, old Ninji boy. He pointed out to me one of the easier wins that he's seen on the provincial circuit in the last little bit was Cheerful Legend at Mornington. And I must agree, it was a super performance. The horse just chimed in,
yep.
Breezed past him, got a little tickle down the shoulder. On you go, boy. I thought it was a great effort. I think he is the major bet in this race. And the minor bet in this race is Extreme Flight. Isn't Extreme Choice going well at the moment? He beat Pre-Determine, who, if it was in this race, I'd want to back it.
Yeah.
And Lena's Legend, who some misguided souls were talking up as a call for Guineas chance. Nice horse.
Is that a potted Matt Stewart?
Yes. nice horse, but he's a listed Group 3 class horse, Lena's Legend. But still, that was a damn good race. And Extreme Flight just cruised past them. I think they are the two you need to back in race 3.
Cheerful Legend, $6.50. Extreme Flight, $3.40. The two bet play. Race 4 is the Schweppes Ethereal. Here we get to see Kapalua Sunset. Ollie's on Stalking Glitter Hope, $9. And good push from Dave Kiramara, I should say, that Biscayne Bay will improve out to distance. But it wasn't as good a push as Brett Prebble yesterday talking about Kapalua Sunset.
I worked her Tuesday on the grass, and, wow, it was pretty solid work. You know, she worked with Young Werther, and I reckon she had him on the canvas nearly. You know, I think she worked with him twice now. She worked once at Mooney Valley before she won at Flemington, outworked him, and probably outworked him again. So, like, she's really putting her hand up as the filly that's probably going to be the strongest and toughest and over 2,400, I think. But, you know, some of that will tell us a bit more, but... She's pretty exciting.
All right, so that's the Caulfield Cup third favourite. In Brett Prebble's words, she put on the canvas earlier this week at track work.
Yeah.
No wonder she's 210.
Might tell you a bit about young Werther as well. he's only won one race. Now, Kapalua Sunset should be winning this, I think. That was a real... Oh, no, don't get carried away by the margin. She beat absolutely naught at Kilmore or Kyneton or wherever it was. There was nothing behind her. Fair dinkum. There were some awfully slow horses in that race. And they have failed since. So she beat nothing. But she did it very, very easily. If you put second favourite in this race, would it have won that maiden in similar style? Probably. I think Kapalua Sunset is a bet in this race.
You take the 210.
I probably want a little bit better. But I'm not betting now. Like, if you are betting early on this card, you need your head read. Fair dinkum. Like, if you are thinking of betting early tomorrow, please text me and I'll arrange some professional help for your brain.
because of the weather.
Because of the weather. Yeah, because of the weather. Now, I think she's a starting point, obviously. Let's see what price we get tomorrow. But I want to play some tries and first fours here. And my other horses that I'm including are five. I like Big Putts for all the golfers out there and fans of Sir Mix-a-Lot, one of the greats. It goes in the wet. It'll go forward. Waterhouse Bot, fit, on speed, keep kicking. I think it's well and truly over the odds. Daisies, I have to back it because of my daughter, so she'll be getting some of mine just for fun. And there's a horse down the bottom here with Simon Ryans. I know it's a maiden, but Morissette is all over an Oaks filly. I'm not saying she'll win the Oaks, but she'll just stay all day. She was enormous last start. She was 3 and 4 wide, no cover. Barb Raiders run well in 1,000 guineas. Black Comb should have won a stakes race in Adelaide. And there's old love Morissette just staying on behind them. Like she is shaping up. Do you know what she's looking like? She's reminding me of this year. Johnny Get Angry.
Johnny.
She's reminding me of that horse.
Gee. Okay.
Just stays on.
The female
stays
version
on
of Johnny.
All day.
All right. Well,
every day. Simon Ryan.
So you're going to take 210 Kapalua tomorrow, or what price you can get. She's 450 in the Oaks.
Yeah, well, I think that price is halved post Brett Preble talking her up, beating Young Verda, because yep. I had something on earlier in the week and she wasn't that. I think she was near $8.
Really?
Yeah. So we've all just gotten carried away, I think, with the track work. But maybe track work
$6 into $4. All right. We've got to get our skates on. So this is one of the better bets of the day.
We've got plenty of time.
This is one of the better bets of the day.
Maybe we don't. Depending on the price on the day, anything north of, say, 220, I'd be interested in having a little look at. But more so as a standout peg in some tries and first fours.
All right. The Neds Classic is for the three-year-old colts and geldings. Gunstock, a $3.20 chance micro. Then Gundeck, Tiz Magic, $7.50. El Patronus, which is interesting, the filly form line. Stablemate to the favourite in the ethereal coming into the Neds. Who do you like here?
Who's going to handle the ground? I know Saint-Tropez, however we say it. I know it loves heavy ground. So far, it's clearly its two best performances have been on that. It has worked really well, too, during the week at Caulfield. Not a single doubt getting out to 2,000. Don't know about that. I thought Tiz Magic was a better run than Gunstock at Flemington. I backed him each way that day. He's still learning, I think. In time, he's going to be a candidate for some headgear, and that will really help him. I don't really want to bet in this race, but I'll just see if Tiz Magic drifts out to a silly price, it might get me each way. The other one I think you need to have a little bit of a look at is Reset the Jazz, number 10. Coming off a good Bendigo maiden win, heavy ground, beat a horse called Dario, which everybody was talking up as a Derby horse. Second of Tiz Magic before that. I don't mind the form line.
All right, it's an $18 chance. Tiz Magic is a $7.50 chance. Race 6 is the Moonga Stakes. Do we give Buffalo River another chance on a wet track? Satori, a question mark if it does get really wet. King Magnus, just a canter, and then around to Be Good to Your Mother. What do you do in this race?
I think, really, if you're still backing Buffalo River at this point of the game, you're a sicko. Like, I think that's fair to say. Like, and he may win. He may win. Look, he's 2 from 2 on the heavy, and he may well win. Good luck to you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go again on Buffalo River. But I've just about had enough of him. I think...
Wet track's not sucking you in?
No, I'm not going to be sucked in by Buffalo River. Satori has panels on these at his best. He's run 4th in a TJ on a soft 6. It was probably closer to a soft 5. He's an unknown if it's beyond that. But he's only giving the ones at the bottom 3 kegs. There are some horses here. Gee. They're further from a win than nearer, I'd have thought. Satori's actually got good ability.
So if we're a soft 6, you're opening the shoulders on Satori.
I think he's a good bet. Yeah, I just got a text from the Lord Mayor of Aspendale, Berkey, saying, well, I'm a sicko. Well, I already knew that, Berkey.
We know a few. Don't worry. There'll be a few Buffalo fans tomorrow.
Oh.
All right, so it's a bet, Zatori, if it's not too wet.
Yeah, if it's not too wet.
States.
Yeah, if it's not too wet.
SMS is flying through. Sharky, you're off your tree. Young Verda, a great wet tracker, and will win the cup.
Oh, my God.
That's Tony.
Do you know what, Tony? If Young Verda wins the cup, I weep even harder than I am currently weeping for Australian staying racing.
Well, you're bringing Armoury in now, so you're just, you're just bringing all the internationals in.
Middle
to proliferate
distance
them.
Superstar, ready
just
to
taking,
go.
Taking a little clip of the ticket along the way.
Wow.
Just all of the money. That's why he's living in a castle at the moment, Sharky. We can be back after this with the Quaddy and the
Made of
Everest.
Cardboard.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with the Shark. We're looking at Caulfield Cup Day. We're up to the Quaddy. And if you just missed it, if you're a Buffalo River fan, which one of our great mates, David Gately, is, David Gately says his best each way of the day, Buffalo River.
Hang on, best each way? It's paying like $2.50.
Best each way of the day.
What?
Well, it is a little tight for Gator Dog.
It's $3.10, Gator.
But held on well on a fast settling speed in Group 1 races. Looked home when he kicked last week. Didn't find much, but I fancy with the rain about, I'm giving him another chance. And you declared that if you like Buffalo River, you're a sicko. So,
well, Gator's just proven that
there's
point.
There's a few ticks in that box for Gator, so we can understand that. This will be good, little head-to-head, Shark v. Gator. One of, what's the National Geographic?
I can't believe he's tipped a $3.10 chance.
Who would you be with,
a
Shark or a Gator?
This
it's
is
one
insane.
Of the great evolution questions of our time.
Speaking of that, the Red Dirt Desert Cats just hit me up on Twitter and said, she's ideal, the best roughie. So now we've got a Shark, a Gator, and a Red Dirt Desert Cat. I don't know what that is.
I've never heard of that before. What we need is the winner of the first leg of the Quaddy tomorrow, which is the Tristark Stakes. Colette is into $2.50.
Oh,
she was meant
God.
To be running in the 2400-metre Caulfield
That's
Cup.
Right.
She's now in a 1400-metre race. Yes, she loves the wet. Tell you what, if she didn't have the hoof abscess and this rain was coming in the Caulfield
wouldn't
Cup.
Wouldn't it be glorious?
Nimbley $4.80, Shayu's $4.80, Pride of Jenny $8.50. Is this just getting too tight for Colette now?
Way too. This is an overreaction, in my view. She's a great wet tracker. We all know that. But you hit a very important point. She was trained for a 2,000-metre race en route to a 2,400-metre race. Now she's in a 1,400-metre race. She's a really good mare. But there is not an ice cube's chance in hell that I'm backing her at 250 in this race. And I'm feeling for Lukey, who's 21st it is today. Happy 21st, Luke. Might have been 4 weeks ago, but anyway, I promised him. Because he was texting me saying he was on this horse at a big, big price in the Caulfield Cup. And if it won, he was moving out of home. So it looks like he's stuck at home with mum and dad for a little while, the young man. I think Shalwa. How do we say this name?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Anyone who is proficient with French, I can't even
Terry Henderson, just call the horses normal names, please. We love you, but please just stop naming these horses these names. Actually, I think it was not owned by Terry when it was named. So, anyway. Why can't this horse win? Its win first up in that Testarossa was simply rude. It's been on soft ground once, so we've only got a small sample size. I'd love to get Archie Alexander on the phone and see if he thinks this horse will handle a wet track. You know what it beat in that soft track run?
No.
Three stakes winners. Fashino, A Fair to Remember, and Wild Vixen, all behind her. She ran really good time on the day. Unfortunately, the other maiden on the day was slightly faster. Do you know who won that other maiden? Tafane. Fair old day at, I think it was Bendigo. Anyway, Shalwa, Shalu, Shalot. I'm backing it here. I think she is a very, very good mare. She can win this, and she can race on and make up for her disastrous looming up defeat in the Empire Rose when I had her going for a squillion last year.
Well, she was pretty good first, though, wasn't she? All right, so she is your number one selection. What do we need in the Quaddy?
There's good speed here as well, so I think it'll be a truly run race. You have to put Colette in, number two. You have to put Nimbley in, race fit, Ollie, wet track form good. You have to put Shalu in. Thanks, Fords. I just got a text saying that's how you pronounce
Shalu.
It. Shalu.
Okay, perfect.
And you have to put Pride of Jenny in.
All right, no Carmelas.
Nah.
All right, 2, 3, 4, 8, first leg of the Quaddy. The Alinghi Stakes, Varda $5.50.
Oh, my God, this race.
Rubisaki likes it wet. Drawn one, though, 550. Yeah. Bless her, 650. Amante at 650. It is a tough leg of the quarter here.
Can you put Field in the quarter?
You can if you wish.
I think I'll trim it. I'll trim it up.
There's a few of our listeners just reminding us that you're normally out in the first leg.
Yeah, so I know. I've been getting, you won't even need
to worry about the second
true.
Leg.
True. I've been out in the first leg and home strong the last three, but that's not helping quaddie punters, even though if you're putting on my quaddie on a Friday, please.
Shayo is how the listeners are telling us to pronounce it.
Oh, I've just been texted by a mate of the owner saying it's shallow.
Okay.
Anyway, Varda brings very good wet track form to this race. Unbeaten on heavy, in fact. First up, she gave Lord Olympus four kegs, was there to win. Lord Olympus was just a little bit stronger late. I think stepping to 1,100, yummo for Varda. You can back her each way, and she's going to run really, really well. There are some others here that you need to include in your quaddie. Number three, Maliva jumped out at Paki recently on the synthetic and looked very, very good. Only time it's seen a wet track, it beat Lyre and Co. in a Manor High. Boys are in that race too, so it was not a bad run. Bless her, loves it wet. Blinkers on. Bonza Broad loves it wet. Silly Price. Never Talk loves it wet. Emanate. Damien Oliver, again, Godolphin, lobs in the right spot, does no work, goes okay in the wet. Rubisaki eats the mud, just loves it, just puts it on a plate, knife and fork, and just gobbles it up. So there's a few that you need, and you've got to put lashes in too.
All right, so
there's
many?
Eight going in the quaddie. I know, you try and trim it up. 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12.
2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 12.
Pray for us.
Well, let's hope we're still alive.
Oh my God, I hope so.
The Caulfield Cup.
I won't be able to stand the social media backlash.
The quaddie out here too, by the way.
I'll just turn off Twitter for a month.
Incentivise good thing in the Caulfield Cup. What else do we put into the quaddie? What were your numbers again for the quaddie?
2 and 10. That's it.
No, hang on. You gave more numbers before.
Oh, yeah, you want to go wide. If
you,
I was
you've
going,
just changed
do
in
you know what?
35 minutes.
I'll be taking a skinny one with incentivised legit one out.
Right.
And another one I'll put in 1, 2, 4, 10. What was the other one I said? 7, 8. But I'm legitimately having a quaddy with incentivised one out.
Incentivise, the chosen one,
yeah.
10 Delphi and 17 Jewess, and another one with just...
Yeah.
I don't think
we need to get carried away with the Caulfield Cup in looking for hopes that are not as good as the standout favourite, because he is a standout for a reason.
Rightio. All right. We need to really go quickly in the Caulfield Sprint. As quick as they'll go tomorrow.
Well, they're going
to
go quickly.
It sounds like Enther may not run.
Well,
or will not run if it's anywhere near a wet track. So keep that in mind. Who are you with in the last?
It's a diabolical race. He's a bolter at a price. I don't know what that price is.
$12.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. He's won his last four. Goes in the heavy. They're going to go very quickly here. Maybe he's the horse just closing off late.
He's going to be a fat quaddie tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, all right. I hope so.
He's a bolter.
I nearly need a fat one. I need to eat. One, Swat's At. Goes in the quaddie.
Swat's That?
Yeah, worked too hard in the Moya. Go back and look at that. Its last, five runs have been at Group 1 level. This is a listed race.
Malkovich,
Group 2. And
Malkovich loves the wet.
It's a Group 2, but please, this isn't a Group 2. Swat's That goes in. Malkovich goes in. 6, He's a Bolter goes in. 8, General Bow goes in.
Good push from Moods, Oxley Road.
Yeah. First he said it didn't handle the wet, and then he said he thought it would win. I don't know. You know a really good wet track horse in this race? Jigsaw, number 12.
Yep.
It goes in.
All right. So what are your numbers in the last leg then?
1, 3, 6, 8, 12.
1, 3. So that is Swat's That, Malkovich, 6, He's a Bolter, 8, General Bow, and the 12, Jigsaw,
yeah,
in the last race. All right, quick break. We'll look at the Everest in Sydney, a few best bets in Sydney, and then we'll come back and get your best play of the day. And I'll try and get a few more SMSs in as well.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with the Shark. Time to head up north to Sydney, and they too are on weather watch. We've had a chat to Nivesh Ramdani, who said that the track is just in the heavy range. They've had nine mils last night, and there's more weather predicted today in Sydney. However, good weather tomorrow, might be some light showers. He's hoping that it will get back into the soft range by race day. But the way Randrick's been playing of late, Sharky, any weather, it almost disintegrates. So what does this tell you, re the Everest tomorrow?
Nature Strip loves a heavy track, doesn't he? Loves it. There are a few here. I would rather be on a horse that's up on speed in this race, given the ground, rather than one that's going to be back and trying to accelerate through the mud. I just think you want to be on something that's fluent, up on pace, and jogging along.
If we're in a heavy or bordering heavy, can Classique Legend first up on a heavy track, giving them a start win?
I think it's a massive ask. A massive ask. I'd be working around Classique, which pains me to say, because I'd love it if he won. I think it's a great story if he wins. Remember going back to the June Stakes when he won on a soft seven. I know he had 60 kegs on his back, but he was labouring in that ground. I'd much prefer to see him on top of the ground, because his best asset is his turn of foot. That brutal finish that he's got.
Well, he's on the drift. Nature Strip's the one that they're backing. He's been $4.50 into $3.70. Classique Legend's out to $5. Eduardo is the other wet tracker. He really loves it wet.
He does, but he's so much more effective at 1,100.
Yep.
You know, and that's why we were with him in the shorts, because he's a better 1,100-metre horse.
Geetra, he's $9. We've missed the $9. He too likes wet tracks. He's into $6.50 now.
Yeah, he likes wet tracks. Does he like him as much as Nature Strip? And that's the battle. I think Nature Strip and Geetra are your bets in the race.
Masked Crusader?
He's going to get too far back. He's going to need them to seriously overcook the pace to get home from where he's going to be, which will be out the back.
What about the Inferno?
Oh, wet track. I don't know. I don't know. The form through that McEwen's kind of falling apart, isn't it? Portland Sky's been retired. September run, the Moya run was great. Oh, I just wish they went to the Manicato. He would have had that race on toast. Don't think he's got this on toast.
All right, so your bets in the Everest.
I'm going to back Nature Strip. I'm going to back Geetra. Best leader, best closer from a forward to midfield position.
Nature Strip, $3.70. Geetra currently $6.50. Anything else take your eye on Sydney tomorrow?
Race 6, the Sydney Stakes. Signor Fox.
Yep. $4.60.
Yeah, gee, this horse has been reborn as an older beast.
Is he another one that wants it firmer rather than soft?
Well, he's been capable on wet ground. I think some of his wet track runs earlier in his career were a bit iffy. But in more recent times, he's been able to run well on wet ground.
All right. Anything else?
Nah, nothing else.
All right. Give us your best bets at the Heath tomorrow on Cup Day.
Incentivise will be getting some of mine. I like race 3. I'm going to be back in Cheerful Legend, Extreme Flight. I think they're a couple to get you kicked off and rocking and rolling.
All right. And for all of your other good things throughout the day, tune into the Spring Ticket tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be good fun.
Maddie Stewart, yourself, and G Hall. It'll be G Hall's first experience at Maddie Stewart's abode, which will be interesting listening.
And sanitizer
for
required.
That as well. Thank you to everyone with all the SMSs. Rusty, G-Tras, and Moral. There's a few others there, but we just haven't had time. It's been such a jam-packed show to get through to them all. Enjoy Caulfield Cup Day. Enjoy the Everest back. Plenty of winners wherever you'll be watching. But don't go anywhere just yet, because we've got winners. It's a doubleheader Friday. That's what's up next.